Hi, Mr. Williams. It's Paul from Local Splash. Did you get a chance to take a look at that email?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
Okay,
perfect.
now what I need to do is I need to see, I have a bunch of money on this card here, and I don't really do business off this card, so I'm gonna go to a bank. I got cash in my pocket. I got a card that I'm gonna load up some money on that I use for these kinds of
Okay.
transactions
Yes,
initially
sir.
to make sure that they're genuine. And I'm also
Right.
looking for some property right now, some acreage to buy. But so I'm gonna do this off another card, and I got to go load some money on it. I've been ripped off a lot, you know, so I
No, I
take
hear you.
precautions and stuff. See, so I don't want to deal on this one card because I'm really paranoid. I have that condition of paranoia, and so this is the way I operate right now.
So
And then
you have a card.
once I validate it's legitimate, then I'll have a card that can pay you every month.
Okay. But right now you have a card, a temporary card that you want to use.
Yeah,
It's just
I'm gonna
not.
go put some money on it, and we're gonna initiate this transaction.
Okay. So what I can do is get everything set up here. We do have to schedule what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in more detail about your company, your services, service area, of course, anything like a mission statement or slogan. That's going to help us both to build out the website and also to create the additional content to get you on that first page of Google and kind of present and brand your business the way you want the public to see it.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've got the card. We can't run it right now. I certainly
Well,
understand
I gotta
that.
go to the bank and put some money on it, yeah.
Right, that's totally fine. So we will schedule your client
Well, actually
interview for.
not the bank actually, just outside the bank, you know, to load some money on the card
Right,
and stuff.
sure. So we'll schedule your client interview for, a couple hours down the road, and then
Yeah.
we'll process that payment just prior to that. And then I just
Okay.
wanted to verify a couple of things. The business as you want branded on online, is it going to be Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscape Enterprise? Is that how you want the company to appear?
Yeah, because I mean, you know, what we do is trim trees and landscape and in all that, you know, we,
Yeah.
you know, build fences
Okay.
and you know, we do interior and exterior home remodeling
Yeah. That
and what
that's
have you.
perfect. That's perfect. And then your business is technically service-based, right? Meaning that no one ever comes to you. There's not a physical address that you want the public to know about.
Well, as of this point, I just sold a house that I was my home that I lived in.
Of
It
course.
was not big enough to facilitate what I do, and it had me
Okay.
all cramped and everything, and so I'm looking for acreage, you see,
Right.
so I can go ahead on and have enough room to actually function,
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
and the line of work on that, because I'm having metal building put on it, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
So
So,
now here I am in a real small unit. I got my stuff, you know, farmed out at a friend of mine's property,
I
and
see.
I'm looking for
Okay.
my own property here to bring all my stuff into.
Ah, okay. That's okay because, Google doesn't expect service-based businesses to maintain a storefront. I mean, you're going to the customer, you have to go there to provide the landscaping or tree service or fencing. I mean, obviously no one comes to you first, and Google is well aware that most service-based businesses operate that way, kind of run from the home, drive from the truck. So Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront, and they're not going to list any physical street address for you. So I'm going to pull up that client interview calendar to see when it's going to be most appropriate for us to do that follow-up call, and then we can process that payment like just, a half hour, hour prior to that. And I do want to make sure that you've got plenty of time to go ahead
Yeah,
and head out
get
towards
ready.
that
Yeah.
bank.
Just
Yeah.
call me around 3:30.
Okay, so we can schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician for 3:30, and then I can
Yeah.
process the payment at 3. How's that?
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah.
so I know we're not going to run the card now, but is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
It's
Who's covered?
a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Let me take a look at it. I think it's, it might be both. I don't know. Yeah.
Is your middle initial C there or no?
Yeah, my middle initial C. How'd you know? Well, did I tell you back then?
I think it came up in an earlier conversation, and I know you hated it.
Yeah,
but
right.
I don't know if it's on just, this particular card.
Yeah, both my name, my company and my name is on it.
And is the middle initial on that card?
No,
okay. And does that card bill to the 2520 East 53rd Street?
252? No, I don't live there. I haven't lived there for years.
Oh, that's an old address. I think that's connected to a Yelp listing.
No. I'm temporary right now. You can connect it to 1445 South Frisco Avenue.
Got it. Okay.
And Unit C. Yeah.
Unit C. Okay. Yeah. And what is the zip code?
I'm going to be out of here just as fast as I can. You know, as soon as
I
find the property, I'll have my guys come over here and we'll empty this place out and move it over there in about 2 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the zip code?
74119.
119. Okay, perfect. So like I said, we're not going to run that card until 3 o'clock. But a Visa should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually...
No, this is a MasterCard.
Oh, MasterCard. Yeah, you said MasterCard. I'm sorry. Let me recode that then as MasterCard. That should start with a 5. And if you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Well, I'm going to give that to you at the time that I have money on it. And that's just the way I operate. There's one thing about me. I just operate the way I operate, and I don't vacillate one way or another. I have a great deal of admiration for Donald Trump in a way. I didn't agree with that woman being shot in the street like they did. I thought that was
I can call you like at 3. I don't know if the spot would still be available for that follow-up call at 3:30. But I'll call you at 3, make sure the money's on the card. Now, I mean, I can tell you one thing. I've been with this company for almost 13 years. April 17th will be my 13th anniversary. We've been a Google Premier partner from the beginning of that partnership program, which goes back a little over 10 and a half years. Now,
right.
I've
been with my bank 18 years.
I get that you do things the way you do things, and that's perfectly fine, but if I tell you that I'm going to put a card on file and then not charge it until the end of the day, first of all, I would not jeopardize my position within the company or my company's position as a Google partner. So
I'm not questioning your integrity at all. I'm just telling you the way I operate.
I'll call you at 3. No, I hear you. I'll call you at 3. Hopefully we can get you on the line there. Like I said,
be happy to
waive your setup fee today if we can get that going.
Yeah.
And then
you
see what's available for your follow-up call.
I need to get off this phone and get out of this place, though, and get out and do what I said.
I'll let you go, and we'll call you at 3, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye.